The Lord be with you. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Matthew. At that time, Jesus walked by the Sea of Galilee, went up on the mountain, and sat down. Great crowds came to him, having with them the lame, the blind, the deformed, the mute, and many others. They placed them at his feet, and he cured them. The crowds were amazed when they saw the mute speaking, the deformed made whole, the lame walking, and the blind able to see. And they glorified the God of Israel. Jesus summoned his disciples and said, "My heart is moved with pity for the crowd, for they have been with me now for 3 days and have nothing to eat. I do not want to send them away hungry, for fear they may collapse on the way." The disciples said to him, "Where can we ever get enough bread in this deserted place to satisfy such a crowd?" Jesus said to them, "How many loaves do you have?" "Seven," they replied, "and a few fish." He ordered the crowd to sit down on the ground. Then he took the 7 loaves and the fish, gave thanks, broke the loaves, and gave them to the disciples, who in turn gave them to the crowds. They all ate and were satisfied. They picked up the fragments left over, 7 baskets full. The Gospel of the Lord. One of the fun parts of the priesthood is that I get to bless your homes. People invite me over to bless their properties, their houses. And just last week, I was invited to parishioners that live outside of Dixon. Beautiful ranch property, goats and sheep and chickens and dogs running all over the place and just blessing everything, you know. And as I was leaving, one of the workers on the property just calls me over and says, "Father, before you leave, can I speak with you for a few minutes?" "Gentleman, not Catholic. I'm a complete stranger. He has no idea who I am. I'm just some random guy dressed funny walking around where he works," right? And he pulls me aside to the quiet corner. And he just starts pouring his heart out. Struggling. His mother has just died, whom he had taken care of for years. Just broken. He's just weeping. And at that moment, the Lord gave me something to reflect upon, and I've been reflecting upon it since that day. That the priesthood is where the healing power of God intersects with the pain of the world. Hear that again. The priesthood is where the healing power of God, God's healing love, intersects with the pain of the world. Because every time if I'm after Mass on the weekends and I'm setting out after Mass and people line up and they say hello, 80% of the conversations I have outside of Mass, on any given Sunday, I already know it. I'm almost prepared for it mentally and emotionally. People pouring their hearts out. And I get it because they're parishioners and that's my role. Or today, I have a list of meetings I have scheduled. 100% guarantee you, all of my meetings today will be somebody pouring their heart out to me and bringing me their brokenness and their pain and their suffering. Not surprising. Look at today in the gospel. Our Lord Jesus is, of course, the high priest. And every priest, ministerial priest, shares in the priesthood of Jesus. Notice what the crowd is doing. They're going up to Jesus. The lame, the blind, the deformed, the mute, and many others. Who are they? These are all the people with their pain. And they're going up to Jesus and say, Jesus, look at my suffering. And Jesus heals them, doesn't he? Or yesterday we have confessions. Then after confessions here, I went over to St. Joseph's because they had their Advent penance service. Heard confession for 3 hours yesterday. Well, what is confession? People bringing us their pain. Because what is sin? Well, sin is simply our response to pain outside of God. That's what sin is, by the way. It's an attempt to heal all the pain that we all have, saying, Jesus, I got this, and then we go off and we do our own thing. But as we all know, it never works. And then we finally come to a point, oh gosh, I messed up. And then what do? We go to the priest and we bring him our pain. And rightly so. That is why Jesus comes. That is why the God-man enters into humanity. He's entering into our pain. The priesthood, or the healing love of God, intersects with the pain of the world and heals it.